Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Bored of too many ads and dull, meaningless chat? We've got neither. Joy Drive, smart, fun radio.
On Monday, a flight from Sydney to Auckland pitched downward very quickly, causing some passengers and crew members who weren't wearing seatbelts to hit the ceiling and leaving at least 50 people injured. The flight landed without further incident and the injured passengers and crew were transferred to local hospitals. Well, what happened? Doug Drury is a professor and the head of aviation at Central Queensland University. Doug, welcome back to Drive.
Oh, it's good to be here. Thank you.
Now, what actually happened on this Latam 800 flight?
Well, we are absolutely not 100% certain because of the lack of detailed information, which the New Zealand investigation team, the Latam investigation team, Boeing, and potentially even the Australian ATSB could be involved in this. New Zealand has secured the flight data recorders and the cockpit voice recorders, and those will hold all of the information and sounds associated with this. But what we do know is that based on a pilot comment to one of the passengers that the instrumentation went black and he lost control of the airplane. And so that's what potentially caused this as the initiation.
It's now the thought of instruments going blank. I mean, here at the radio station, sometimes it just goes blank and I go into a bit of a panic going, oh my goodness, what am I going to do? Flying a plane, what does the pilot do? What goes through their mind when the instruments go blank? Is there some sort of backup procedure or something?
Well, I'm pretty certain this is a family program, so I can't use what I would normally say. yes, on the 787, it has six generators. It actually sounds like it's potentially a generator failure. But there are multiple redundant systems on all the modern airliners to include the 787. So there are six generators. So if one failed, there's five backups. And so with this redundancy, as it was noted, the aircraft only went down, dropped 300 feet. And in a 787, 300 feet is hardly anything at all, but it happened at such a rate and so quickly that because the autopilot had disconnected, it took a second or two for the redundant systems to kick in and bring it all back to normal, which it did. But when we're flying at altitude above 30,000 feet, it's very difficult to hand fly a large aircraft. And so the onboard computers and the autopilot are making thousands of minute adjustments per minute to keep the airplane normal and level and comfortable. So losing all that causes the airplane to not want to fly.
So it's a Boeing plane. Is there any, talk in the industry about the attention Boeing now is experiencing following this and also following on from the Alaskan Air incident that happened a few months ago?
Well, that's a great question. And you'll probably give me a call here in another week because I just wrote another article about this. There have been several Boeing airplanes that have in the last 7 days have had issues, and one of them was here in Australia, flying from Sydney to the U.S., had to return because of leaking fluid, which is probably hydraulic fluid, but we don't know yet. And there were five other events, but they were all owned by United Airlines, and they were all unrelated. So there was maintenance issues, potential human error on one, and bubble wrap got sucked into an engine and it had a compressor stall, which is when you block the airflow on a jet engine, it doesn't like it. It gets a bit cranky. So it spat out flames out the back end of the engine as that bubble wrap was working its way through, and it caused a problem. So Boeing is in the news only because these airplanes happen to be Boeing airplanes and not because Boeing is unsafe.
So in terms, is it indicative of airlines since COVID, have they been cutting back on maintenance, or is there a minimum maintenance that needs to be done and therefore we can't necessarily blame it on a lack of maintenance?
Well, that's an even better question, because post-COVID or during COVID, we know that everybody got laid off, and a lot of senior maintenance people as well as airline pilots took their severance packages and said, I'm done. I've had 20 years of this and I'm not really interested in coming back. And so as the airlines began to ramp back up again, they could not entice all of the retired folks to come back. And so, yes, there is an acute shortage of engineers and pilots, and we are training as hard as we can the industry as a whole, because this is a global phenomenon, not just located to Australia or the U.S. or Boeing individually. Airbus engineers around the globe, there's a shortage. And so schools are training as fast as they can, but you cannot become a 787 line maintenance guy overnight.
So if someone wants a career as a pilot, now's a good time to start training?
Oh, absolutely. You could just about ask for what pay you want, and engineers as well. There's a 700,000 pilot shortage currently that'll last for the next 20 years. Nearly 800,000 engineers needed in the next 20 years. So it's very critical, and they do pay extremely well, these jobs.
We're chatting with Doug Drury, Professor and Head of Aviation at Central Queensland University, about what happened with Monday's LATAM Airlines Flight 800 from Sydney to Auckland that experienced a, quote, technical fault. Now, is this a really good example, Doug, of why we should really, even if the seatbelt sign is off, we should still have our seatbelts on?
I never, ever take my seatbelt off unless I'm getting up to use the bathroom. As a pilot, I understand that turbulence can show up at any time. And obviously with this event, technical issues can happen in a heartbeat as well. Even though the airplane recovered within 3 seconds or so, 50 people got injured. And those who were not wearing seatbelts hit the roof hard enough to break the roof. And quite honestly, that should never happen. So it is highly recommended, and I never take mine off. But the cabin crew, they are doing their job, so they should actually have been the only ones who would have been exposed to a risk like this, because of they were finishing up the cabin service and they were not seated with their... And you can't tell when these events are going to happen, so it was that short of a notice.
Doug, final question that I always ask, because the Joydrive family always get comfort from your answer. Flying, still the safest form of transport?
Absolutely. I would get on that very same airplane tomorrow if they'd come here to Cairns and pick me up.
Fantastic. Doug, great to chat with you again. It sounds like we might be chatting with you very soon.
Yes, absolutely. Enjoyed it. Thank you very much.
Thank you. That is Doug Drury, the Professor and Head of Aviation at Central Queensland University.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app, no matter where you are.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.